Welcome, folks, to the Multiracial Social Podcast, a show designed to hold impact in both its words and its community. We dive deep into the identities, cultures, and problems of our mixed-race family, a place where the conversation is always flowing and always informative. You're bound to learn something new in each episode. The Multiracial Podcast, with your host, Michael, who is dedicated to spreading information and empowerment throughout. Let's open up today's discussion.
Hey, listeners. If this is your first episode, welcome. If you're a returner, I appreciate you and thank you for coming back. In this episode, I'll be doing a mini review / giving my thoughts and opinions on the documentary Mixed Match, directed, edited, and filmed by Jeff Chiba Stearns. He's European and Japanese mixed. Here is a very quick summary, one sentence summary. The documentary is about the struggles and complexities that mixed race blood cancer patients face and how race plays a role in medicine. Also, here's your spoiler warning for the film. Please go watch the film and come back to the episode later. This is your only warning. Just to get the bad out of the way first, I did have one minor gripe with the documentary. Towards the end of the film, there are new ideas brought up. The film brings up the idea that there shouldn't be any mixed race labels and the idea of race / color blindness ideology. It's subtle and easy to miss in the documentary. It did take me out of the film for a bit because usually in documentaries, they bring up one or two ideas and support it. However, in this film, the idea is brought up late and it undermines mixed race ideology, people, culture, and history. An example of this can be seen when they bring up Rainer Spencer, which is weird because the director is a co-founder of a multiracial cultural festival. So after watching the documentary, it left me confused on his stance on mixed people. Other than that, I heavily enjoyed this film. This documentary had a lot of parts I liked and enjoyed. Also, it's very informative and easy to understand. The runtime was just right at 1 hour and 36 minutes. There is great use of visuals. The film was well shot and edited. Good use of angles. Well use of animated examples. For example, explaining HLA. I had a similar experience with the director upon initially hearing about bone marrow donation. He mentions that he heard negative things about donating bone marrow. A long time ago, like the director, I also heard negative things about donating bone marrow. Just like the film, I learned that donating isn't bad as people make it out to be. The film does a fantastic job answering why this is such a huge issue for the mixed race community. Many people don't understand why this is such a major problem in the mixed community. Mixed race blood cancer patients can only be healed by another mixed person. Everyone has a set of human leukocytic antigen, also known as HLA. HLA is very complex with mixed people because of mixing different ethnic heritage, thus creating its very own unique code. Trust me, the movie does a way better job of explaining this. One of the many reasons why blood cancers are so dangerous for mixed people is that the best matching person to donate to you needs to be closely matching your ethnicity. For example, I racially identify as Blasian. I'm Thai and African American. For example, if I had a blood cancer and I needed a bone marrow donor, I would need another Blasian person, a person mixed with Asian and African ethnicities. This person would need to be most similar genetically matching with me. This person would have to have a higher match, let's say 5 out of 6 matching. It's close to me, but it's not a complete match, and it could leave me with problems later in life. However, a perfect match would likely come from another African American / like Thai mixed person, and you can say maybe a 6 out of 6 matching, so my body wouldn't reject it. You're basically transplanting one immune system into the next. So the multiracial community is growing. Another problem is many folks don't register their name to be a donor. Finding a mixed person to do a bone marrow transplant is like finding a needle in a haystack or even winning the lottery. This is not only a problem in the mixed race community, but also in communities of color, especially in Black and Brown communities. It was very disheartening, but not surprising to find out that many people bail out on donating. People put their name on the list for many reasons. They want to look cool in front of their friends or partner, or impulsively, and not really looking into what bone marrow donation is. These donors who bail out don't realize that the blood cancer patients are on their last stretch. They're this person's only option left. Mixed marrow. I'm happy the director put this in the beginning of the film. I'm really grateful to hear about the nonprofit Mixed Marrow. Mixed Marrow brings awareness around the issues of blood cancers and diseases that affect multiracial descent people. They also recruit mixed people to put their name on a registry and become donors. Mixed Marrow was founded and run by Athena Asclepiadis, so sorry for mispronouncing your last name, who is white, Asian, Egyptian mix, and at the recording of this podcast is still running Mixed Marrow to this day. The director did a good job of interviewing and getting patients, donors, and their family. I do wish he got one or two more donors to follow the life of. I understand that you have to work with what you got. The story that got me the most was Hunter. Hunter was a mixed baby who tragically lost their life with leukemia at the age of 3. I cried when the parents were sharing Hunter's story. I'm glad and thankful that Hunter's parents set a foundation called Heal Hunter Foundation, where they help childhood cancer with random acts of kindness. I will leave a link in the description if you all are interested in supporting the foundation. Another thing that caught me by surprise was cord blood transplant. I never knew about this until watching this documentary. Cord blood transplant is popular with adults who can't find a donor. It's a second line source. Umbilical cord blood allows people to not be a perfect match. It's more forgiving. There are double and extendable cord blood transplant. Both are used in adults. Now I wonder if cord blood transplant has become more advanced and widely used today. In addition to exploring mixed race with relation to blood cancers, patients, donors, and families, there were a couple things brought up in the film that left me with some pondering thoughts. One of the first things that left me with a pondering thought was the idea of first generation mix. Your first generation mix if your parents are monoracial. The issue of race labeling. There's still a debate in the community for if people should be able to be labeled mixed or not. For mixed people, being able to appropriately be able to identify as mixed has been challenging. There isn't enough boxes that has everyone's race and ethnicity on it. The issue of self-identifying. The film showed that mixed people still have trouble self-identifying. People in general don't know the difference between being multiracial versus being multi-ethnic. When signing up to be a bone marrow donor, a mixed person may only identify as a monoracial person. In the documentary, it's brought up that racist and white supremacists use the topic of bone marrow on why people shouldn't mix. It's really messed up, but expected. A lot of people think that we live in a post-racial world, but we don't. Racism is still alive and well on all fronts. The hate on mixed kids, people, and interracial couples is real. I'm glad they brought up racism in the film. Personally, I wanted them to go more in depth on it, but I understand why they didn't because it would take away from the film. The film also brings up that there really isn't any pure blood. Everyone has some sort of mixture in their ancestry. No one isn't really 100% of a certain ethnicity. The medical field and mixed race people. The recording of mixed race people in the medical field is difficult and just not fair. It's very hard to create labeling questions and the data base to store them. They don't have a proper system created. Whether you like it or not, race is tied into medicine and the medical community. For me, I want better safeguards in the medical community, especially for black and brown POC of all genders. This is a fantastic documentary for everyone, especially mixed race people. We need more material like this in the mixed race community. I highly recommend this documentary for people to watch. Mixed race people need to come out and support one another, and this is a big problem that can happen to any mixed person. I challenge any mixed person or monoracial POC to committing to being a bone marrow donor by putting your name on the registry. Everyone should be tested if possible because their ancestry might contain ancestry they might not know they had. I have a global link in the show notes. I first registered with Be The Match back in 2014, not knowing that mixed race people were heavily needed the most until this documentary. Fingers crossed that one day I'll be contacted to help a person in need. If you'd like to help the podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and or Podchaser. I'd be eternally grateful. Share your thoughts, comments, and concerns with me on the Discord channel. Link in the description or email me at multiracial.social@gmail.com. Also, give me some feedback, folks, on how I can improve and what content you would all like to see. Did you enjoy this review? Would you like me to do more movie reviews? Any constructive criticism is welcome. If you're mixed and want to be on the show, let me know. It doesn't matter if you're monoracial, multi-ethnic, or multiracial. Please add your name on the bone marrow registry and actually commit to donating if they contact you. Registration is super easy. It's just some paperwork and it's a couple of cheek swabs. I wanted to end the episode with this. Don't join the registry with a light heart. Do it because you're hoping to get that phone call one day. Alexandria Taylor, bone marrow donor.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Multiracial Social Podcast. Stay connected with us on Twitter and Instagram at Multirack Stories, and the conversation continues on Multiracial Stories subreddit page and in the Discord channel. If you would like to speak with us, please send us an email through multiracial.social@gmail.com. And as always, thank you for pushing your mindset towards a better reality. This concludes the most thought-provoking portion of your day. Don't forget to like and subscribe to stay fully up to date. Until next time, be kind to yourself and one another.